A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the controversial indigenization law.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the controversial Indigenization Law or Black Economic Empowerment Act.
Zimbabwe says it will shut down foreign-owned companies on April 1st if they don't comply with the law that requires them to sell about 51% of their shares to black Zimbabweans. This announcement was made by Indigenization Minister Patrick Juwawo. The minister said, quote, comply by that date or close shop, comply by that date or face the full wrath of the law, end quote.
And of course, in 2007, the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Bill was passed through Parliament and was signed into law by President Robert Mugabe in 2008. Mr. Mugabe, in his re-election speech in 2013, said that the law would ensure that the citizens became significant stakeholders in the country's economy. By citizens, he was referring, of course, to the majority blacks. However, Indigenization policies in Zimbabwe have caused nothing short of controversy.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, so we'll have a
Onguka ama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezve mutemo wekuendesa upfumi kuvatema. Nasi gurukota rinoona nezve kuendeswa kuupfumi kuvatema vaPatrick Juwawo vaudzai vatori venhau muHarare kuti kana paine kambani ichasvika musi wa 1 kubvumbi isati yaudza hurumende kuti iri kuzvifambisa sei panyaya yekuendesa zvikamu makumi mashanu nechimwe kubva muzana kuvatema vemunyika, kambani iyoyo ichange ichivharwa. Zvinova zvinhu zvinenge zvakonzera mutauro munyika womugibs.
Yebo, uyifaka kahle ke indaba lamhlanje ke Blessing zvuru kandaba likalitshona njani. Ye, so esibona ke lamhlanje kuti umnumzana Patrick Juwawo yena obambe isikhundla kuhulumende. Lesi sibona ke ngokwabela uZulu ama shares amakampani emazweni esingathi khona indigenization. Uthi ya, so sifikile isikhathi sokuthi April 1 chaya kumele ukuthi amakampani emazweni sebe mane balandela umthetho welizwe. Kuti nxa kunganjalo amakampani wonke angasoza kwenze lokhu azavalwa eZimbabwe. Singazi ukuthi kusela amakampani zamangaki kodwa utona lawo angafuni ukukwenza azavalwa ncinci kusale nje kungela lutho. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani Zulu ukuthi kambe lithini ngenkulumo kahulumende leyo ukuthi bathi sokuzavalwa ke amakampani avela kwamanye amazwe. Nxa lifuna ukuthi ningene kuhlelo khona manje nasenombolo lifone kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
Of course, Gibbs, we have our first guest just for a few minutes. That is MDC spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu, who is also a prominent Harare lawyer. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. I hope I find you well.
We are doing great. Thanks so much. Is it still raining in Harare?
It's not. It's no, it's no longer raining, but yeah, it has been raining of late. Good,
that's good news indeed. Good news indeed. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, it seems as if the government is saying that companies that are not going to comply with indigenization regulations should shut down on April 1st. And that's Fool's Day, actually. What can you say about it?
But it's not a joke.
But this is not a joke. This is really serious.
Yeah, you want me to comment on that, Gibbs?
Yes, the Fool's Day part is not too serious. I mean, but it's going to coincide with the Fool's
Day. I honestly hope it's an April Fool's Day prank. Because you see, that kind of directive coming as it does on the 1st of April, it's very difficult to believe. Because, fine, they've got the regulations. And now they are saying all companies that have failed to comply with those regulations should cease operating by the 1st of next month on April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absurdity, with due respect to the minister, and also to, I'm told, it's a cabinet resolution. Sometimes I find it very difficult to believe how a whole cabinet could come up with that kind of resolution, which they know that practically it will have the effect of literally just making sure that the little that is still there to talk about of the formal economy in Zimbabwe will be just driven to a complete and utter shutdown, halt.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to believe that the problem we have with some of these pronouncements, they're just meant to be populist. They are meant to, you know, play to the gallery. And when you realize that the same government is busy talking to the IMF, to the World Bank, trying to come up with measures that will enable the Bretton Woods institution to start to lend money to Zimbabwe, and you come up with this kind of resolution that flies in the face of what Patrick Chinamasa and the IMF officials had agreed upon. Just a few days ago, there was a team from the IMF, as you know, that was on the staff monitoring program, and there were certain conditionalities that the government agreed with the IMF team. So for them then to say within the next 10 or so days, all companies that haven't complied should shut down, I believe it is the height of an absurdity. At the very least, let's just hope this is an April Day's prank.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Gutudu. Stay on the line. We have our second guest, that is Mr. Bulisani Ncube, Bulawayo businessman. Mr. Ncube, good evening.
Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ncube, the news from Harare today is that Cabinet has agreed that all companies that fail to comply with the indigenization law that compels them to cede 51% of their stake to indigenous blacks will be forced to close shop. What is your take on this development?
That is madness of the ISC order.
Mm-hmm.
When the economy is at its worst, mm-hmm. and when the companies are struggling, mm-hmm. when every people are struggling, then you are closing shop. What are you saying? You are throwing everybody in the street, all in the name of trying to get your friends and relatives shares in companies which they are not going to be able to run. No, we've always criticized the indigenous law to say it should not focus on existing business. It should probably focus on new businesses which are coming in, new investment, rather than those which are already established. So if you are then closing shop of those businesses which have not complied, who benefits out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Who are negatively impacted? It is the generality of the people. It is the workers. It is everybody. It is the economy. How do you raise the economy of the country when you are closing shop or businesses? Surely, which government in its right senses will close a business? Mm-hmm. Businesses, because it won't be closing one company, it will be closing several companies.
Mm-hmm.
And who benefits out of that? Who are the major losers? The major losers are the generality of the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
What are they trying to do? They want to then disempower the few who are empowered, who are able to earn a living for their families, so that they then become beggars. Come 2018, they then campaign by promising to give them food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. That's, to me, that is madness of the highest order.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Gutu, coming back to you, I mean, we tried to get in touch with representatives of the government or ZANU-PF MPs, and no one was available. But since they are not around, I think for a few minutes I can get angry on behalf of the government. But Mr. Gutu, looking at this a problem, what the government is saying, unfortunately, we got cut off. Maybe let me go back to Mr. Ngube. Mr. Ngube, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm
sure. Yes, the government is saying that there is a historical imbalance that has to be addressed here because, you know, under colonial rule, blacks were not empowered. So this is the only way the government can actually empower them by making sure that they control the means of production so that independence will not become mere flag and anthem independence.
That's an excuse. I don't think you empower somebody by dispossessing somebody. To me, that is wrong. Like I say, for those businesses which established prior to the new laws, you should find better methodology. It's not only that. You should be able to create a fund which will be able to get people to borrow that money to be able to buy shares rather than to force it. To those people who are supposed to be empowered, where do you get the resources to buy those shares? Are you then saying the investor has to share, to simply give free of charge? Where has that happened in the world? Where somebody can wake up today being a shareholder of Barclays Bank without putting any cent? Is that empowerment who is robbing others? Surely, to me, that is very wrong. But what could these guys could be basically saying, right? To any new investor who is coming into the country, you have to at least have a certain percentage of shareholding being partner capable local. Am I capable? Yes, I may have a dream of being a shareholder. I may have a dream, but am I capable? Are those people who are going to get those shares capable? They're not. So there are no resources. I think the bottom line is that a government which has failed will always find an excuse and try and find methodologies of trying to entice people to believe that they can wake up overnight being a company owners and a company shareholders. That doesn't happen. You have to have the resources to be able to. If the government had resources, we'll say, okay, fine, it will then create a seed fund where those entrepreneurs will then be able to borrow so that they buy shares. And I won't see these even these companies actually arguing or refusing if people are bringing in capital. But you cannot demand to be a shareholder and we are bringing nothing. It has never happened. It will never happen anywhere in the world. Unless if they're simply saying they are now expropriating other people's properties, which is even more dangerous and which will make our situation even worse in terms of investment and others. We have got other financial institutions who will not be able to give us the funding which we need, desperately need as an economy. I'm failing to understand the logic. All what I can simply say is the country is on auto drive. There are no leaders, and those who are supposed to be leading are just clueless. They don't know where to go, where to touch. Things have just gone haywire.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngube. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about indigenization or black economic empowerment. Tinemtereri wedu kutanga, Gibbs Mkoma Blessing, sasta wangu. Magadi Mkoma Blessing.
Nilipo magadi nilipo.
Aiwa, tirinani. Nyaeri mdaru mainzwa. Ndeye guende saupumi kwa tema. Munoti kudine zhuri kutawurwane urumendezi.
Kuendesa upumi kuatema hakuna kushata. Asi chinonesa ndicho kuti kana tikacherechedza maitiro azvo zvinopedzisira zvaakuitwa kunge hondo. Ipapo ndopanozoti shamisa manje kuti hurumende iri kurevesa here kuti upfumi huende kuvanhu vatema kana kuti ivo vatungamiriri vehurumende bedzi ndo varida kunge vachi. Nekuti ndinorangarira makore apfuura takambonzwa vakasuvei vachiri gurukota rinozvaro kuzvirikiyo achitaura zvenyaya yekumarange kuti ha pane zviri kufambira mberi zvikuratidza kuti ufumi huchaenda kuvanhu vatema hatikuwirirana tozoshamidzika nhasi kuti takunzwa zvakare kuti hakuna chinenge chaitwa saka zvinoratidza kuti hapana chokwadi chinenge chichitaurwa sipane kuwandirana kusiri kubudira pachena kubasa rezimbabwe nokuti tikachirichidza mutemo uyu nhasi uno tarisira kuti nyika ina nemakore mangani awana rusunguko kwemuna 18 kusvika nhasi uno mutemo uyu kwanga kusiya kana zvozoitwa futi zvoitwa senge hondo saka izvozvi zvinotoshamisa but handizivi yangu zvinosvika kupasa ndione chinobuda because baitiri wazvo ndiye hondo yokuratidza kuti vacho vanenge vachiuya kuda kuzoinvesta mari yavo vanopedzisira vakutosvika kuti nofunga kana vana vachazopedzisira vakutotorera nezvatakatouya nazvo chaizvo saka hakuna investa nouya munyika dhacha muchikuona vasingauyi
asi pane chakaipa here nhai mukoma Blessing kuti muwanewo chouviri semunhu mutema
zvakanaka chaizvo ndofunga takambonzwa nyaya dzavana vazimplat kuti vakange vakambowirirana nazvo vakambosvika tikaenda kuna nashure kuti kanzwa kunzi vakamboita nazvo vakawirirana nazvo asi tikaenda ikoko hatigona kuwana kana munhu mumwe chete wechibika watingatari nhasi kuti anzi ane mashezi mukambani dzo hakuna zvakadaro saka ndo zvimwe zvotishamisa manje kuti zvinenge zvichingoenda kupi mashezi acho anozopiwa ani wacho ari kutiwa wechidiki wacho because vanhu vechidiki tinovaona vachingotambudzika vachingodzungaira munyika but iva vachinzi vanofanira vachiwana upfumi kubva kumakambani aya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Blessing nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda Gibbs you heard there from caller there Blessing my namesake is saying that nothing will come out of it you know they have tried it before even when the ministry was being superintended by none other than Mr. Xavier Kasukwere he says nothing came out of it and according to him it's more of the same. Nothing is going to change. And I think we have our second guest, that is lawyer Dewa Mavinga. Unfortunately, we had problems with Mr. Gutu's phone there. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great.
Great. So before coming to you, Mr. Mavinga, let me take Unkomo very fast, as I'll come fast to you as well. Baba Unkomo, how are you doing? How are
you
doing? How are you doing?
Aikafakuraiba
ye nhatutava lapa ke mnumzana azizwela kuti amakampani ezimbabwe asezavhalwa ncinci nxa kokuti engalandeli umthetho we-indigenization urhulumente uyakhuluma lapo
ye ntemba ma ukhumbula ngomunye iminyaka ngathi mina silandela isomalia akusoze vele kusinike lutho the only policy engasebenza lapha ekhaya i-devolution of power all countries zivuye zisebenze njengokade zisebenza from ngama-1980 sizofika u-85 angaphambanisi leyo ipolisi abayifakayo ayisoze yaba yasebenza amakampani azavalwa abantu bekithi bangabe bengabayanga okwesabekayo ngoba bona bona babafuna yena le polisi akula muntu abazomkhatha oyi-one abazomnikeza imali abantu bazohlupheka ilizwe lelo litshe kube ngenye ingozi esabekayo
kodwa masukangele sibili ubona zani kula bantu abangahlala phansi bacabange okunje kumbe lapha nje abantu bazikhulumele
hhayi lokhu akuseze vele kufase ngoba ikwethiselana nje okunye okungekhoyo ongekho vele kusebenzi ngoba ipolisi leyo te sikhuluma iqiniso ayisebenzi ngayisiletheli lutho elizweni engingakutsho i-Britain iamerika zenzela izizondayo kazibuye zizoqala phansi amakhampani wonke lawo avalwayo ngoba amakhampani avaliwe wona la lazovalwa futhi ngama-british nama-american ichina iyabuya lokuwa mamolu okungalancedo elizweni ungabona ilizwe lidila le china iletha ubuyanga elizweni bese ngicela ukuphuma mbijana ntongicolela
ye uphume mbijana yakunika only 50 seconds
okay hayi kulalaba abavulala abantu ngegugurawundo siyacela igugurawundo ibanzi bengakhosi ukuthi bathatha ne-properties zezaphu enjengabo-magnetaus labo-cattle arms azibiselwe vele konke abakwenzayo kubi ngoba abantu bafuthelene i-property yezaphu namazipra kayibuyiselwe abantu babulawa kwabuhlungu siyakwazi besasibhekile ngakuthatha mfike ngikubone sengithi gebhala kulama-id aleke phila ayamazengi babefake ezikhwameni sile-kefew akulungi sekuhle lapho ezilizwe leli benikezana njengabosevia kaswire abafana bakhini labana bahalagazi labojonathan moyo labodabengwa ilizwe lelo liye phambili ngaphandle kwakhona lokhu kube le committee ekhini futhi engalagazi eyezayenza sibambane elizweni lapho kasizondani sizondani sayikhonokho abakwenzayo ezimbabwe siyathandana baba wona mntu ozonza umuntu kodwa khona kana bakwenzayo bona ngabe bayaphuma laphana kube labantu abafresh abathini siyathandana ilizwe lonke wona mntu ozonza
umuntu
le arale babantwana ngithe emathebeni sizwanane nje kube mnandi labo kabaphume vele baphambanisa i-ground esayibona ubuhlungu lamasikhuluma ngayo vele kufuze sifakele abantu abaklini phambili elizweni
lephaa awuboni ke nkomo isivumelwano sethu ngende 50 seconds sidlulile sibonge kakhulu enkomo ungadina kusasa nkomo siyabonga. So that was Mr. Nkomo in South Africa. You were saying that you know Zimbabwe one day will be reduced to a nation like you know Somalia. Mm-hmm. Since there's no law and order in Zimbabwe, how can somebody just wake up in the morning and say, let's shut down foreign-owned companies? Mm-hmm. He says, this policy won't work and it won't benefit anybody. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he says maybe Britain, USA, and other countries should intervene in some of these cases, you know, and try to revive some of the collapsed companies. Mm-hmm. So he's optimistic that if there's new blood, maybe things are going to change. Mm-hmm. But with the current blood, he says, no, these people are driving Zimbabweans to be beggars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, what is your take on this pronouncement by the Indigenization Minister, Mr. Patrick Joao, that companies that do not comply with the Indigenization Law come April 1st will be forced to close shop?
Well, it is an unfortunate, retrogressive and counterproductive position that is focusing more on internal factional fights in ZANU-PF rather than in looking at the broader interests of the people of Zimbabwe. It is a policy on indigenization that would severely caused by financing Chinamasa and others who are in serious talks with IMF to re-engage national communities. Mm-hmm. It takes Zimbabwe several steps backwards and will undoubtedly lead to, it will be the final nail in the coffin of the comatose economy of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate that the political interests have been put ahead of, or individual interests by these leaders, including Joao, mm-hmm. Whose policies are not clear, are not consistent, and are not in line with the broader national interests of the restoration of the rule of law and with in line with the new constitution of 2018, that is a human rights framework that should be followed. What Joao is doing is really to destroy the economy of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Tinemwe mterere mkoma George Paboskwana. Magadi mkoma George.
Ndiko magadi mi.
Aiwa isu tirinani. Nyayari mdaru mainzi kwa mkoma George. Ngati V18s.
Nah, inongoona kuti ngona kuti government kana yagarisa pachigaro vana mugadi vakatanga it's like kuti vana vakutonga nemadhimoni so imi pamene mutotaura zvakanaka if it go to the west side inyaya yatinge da kudiskana kuti ito kuti iite zviri nani because iyo kana vachiti macompanies mashoma asara dafa nekuti waramba kufollow indigenization policy inobenefita iwo ane mari vashoma does not make sense kune ordinary people. If it's not ordinary people, totos are not as easy. But iyo washomo ane mari, waru kufunga kuti waru kufata isusu washinji. But because wane madimona, washu honi. So nyaya imwe iripo ndekuti, iyo kana watanu kuchiyadu, they wasted 15 billion is not accounted for. Aizi kano ndi yakaende. Why not putting the energies kutresa kuti 15 billion yakaenda kuti? Bane kuti wavhare makambani mashoma. So ndopo unoyazoona kuti pfungwa dzanamugabi dzanyu unodzishaivwa pazi kuti dziri papi. 15 billion disappeared. Nobody is held accountable. Wanhu ari kuzviitira makambanis awo kwaiwo chiri kushaya kuti iwo vanhu vacho muzimbabwe vafoma makambanis awo chinyi. Because
kana paine makamani akauti nelazesa tinana nechinorewe zvezaka collapse. Why should my ordinary Mabwins? I would have owned no me Murumara syndrome. Beside my daughter, do I have my $10, $10, Mugata Masha holders? T upgrade national railways of Zimbabwe. It's a company, good you know, Ganauti, Katanga Mufamba, Kune Road, the Kangaka proposal in the Gay Negustum with an Ekar, Rio, Nanata Sedan. But if we go to my commuters, Manganano, but from Stum with a to Harare every day. And how much that company can be making on a single day?
I was not in the school,
so it's like we are failing to come up with those existing companies. You know what I said? With this injection, MRI, then they can be good companies.
It's not in the school, George. Nekupinda mchirongwa chedu.
All right.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you heard there from George in Botswana, our regular caller. He's saying it's not a good thing. You know, even the parastatals that the government is supposed to be running are struggling. How are they going to manage these new ones?
What's going to take you? We're going to see who Baba Ncube can get transfer Masinyane. Baba Ncube, look what you're doing.
Yeah, look at what you're
doing. Yeah, masking it, Baba Ncube. Can't be. So I know my company when I go to a valo. I know you know be.
Well, I'm going to call. I'm going to Zimplus or Falcon Gold, the woman, even you, Angafalo, and you are Wonky Mutaka and Lugutina is into Samba with you, everything I met this, who would he have to say, Nintendo, women and Robango Mut, Lama to the last side, La Passes a corner. This is siyasibili ngespeed esikhulu kakhulu kuloko kuthiwa ngesikhiwa ifailed state. Vele after all vele in Africa kule problem yona leyo ukuthi lingahlala lingaphansi kombuso we-dictatorship for too long. Liba ngama-failed state and lapho sisiya khona ngoba angimboni ngizama sibiloko ezama sikucabanga ukuthi amadoda aniwe umthwalo onzima njengokubusa ilizwe angena umhlangano avumelane ukuthi azavuka evala amakhampani. Abona nesinqabothi beqale banatha iwhisky bese ekhala lokho yabe bedakiwe ngizabakukhulumayo angimboni into onganatha iwhisky wabhebaka imbake ayengavuka ekhuluma into enjalo yelizwe elile economy efe njengalaleni angiboni namadoda akuseliyo kuphela ukuthi angena umhlangano avumela natshela ngicisa madoda sesehlile kunukubuza hayi ngasitshiyenini sinika amanye amadoda angazama icebo ngoba angikuboni sikuthi umuntu orayithi sibila ngahlala phansi amadoda engamadoda labomama bahlale phansi bavumela into enjalo ukuthi kuyavalwa amakhampani abantu bedubeka kangaka
hayi siyakuza kakhulu ye siyakuza Ncube bamba khonapho ungayikhatshana. So Mr. Ncube was saying that he's wondering how people can sit down and come out with such a decision. Especially when they haven't taken any wise waters or something, you know. So starting with Umnumzana Dube, Kolangale, Zimbabwe. Baba Dube, unjani?
Yebo Umnumzana.
Ngiye kunjani Umnumzana?
Eh lapha ngiyaphila bangiyakuzwa uJahel Dala.
Ye qhubeka.
Osophesilalo yilolu uJahel Dala. Ibe singabalimi lapha ngicela ngiphathise bese singabalimi lapha singaba ngamathuma amahlanu so phakathi kwaphuma amahlanu kwathi half yethu kwathiwa kasilime I kwabe abantu bethi bafuna sibalimele isoya beans bebejala ukubuya nje becela so kwasokuthi 22 yathi hayi sina leyo isoya beans kwasikwanisa bese singeze sikwelethe. So sisabayekela sina sisilima amazambane these silimile wazobuya abantu bathi hayi iphambanise lapho nokulima malokuzeni so saqhothwa
bamba khonapho ungayikatshana Dube bamba khonapho
Mr. Ncube.
Yes,
Mr. Ncube, please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Mavinga will come back to you. For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voanews.com and press on live talk, and of course we will also be posting this whole discussion, this hour, 1 hour discussion on our Facebook page, the VOA Shona Ndebele and English pages. This is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.